الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama ikram, friends and brothers, Alhamdulillah, since yesterday we've been hearing in a lot of detail and in a lot of different ways, a lot of different tabirats and expressions have been used so that a simple reality can come into us and can come into the humanity at large. And that reality is that each and every one has to make fikr and make concern about his islah, about his reformation, about his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the ayat which I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us that we must enter into Islam in its totality. Our whole body should come into Islam, or the whole of Islam should be coming into us. When this will happen, then we can say that our Islah has been made. When our Zahir also, when all the apparent, the physical actions also, the tangible actions also, which we can see, which we can perceive, they also come into the fold of Islam. And our batini actions, the hidden actions, the actions of our heart, which generally we cannot perceive, an inexperienced person cannot perceive that. Alhamdulillah, when you come into the gathering of the mashayikh, these are the people who can perceive the deficiencies and the good qualities of the heart. When all of it comes into the fold of Islam, the Zahiri and the Batini, then we can say we have come into Islam in its totality. And my dear brothers, that's when we see that we look at history. We look at history and we see that those people who had brought Islam in its totality into their hearts, into their lives, and they had the presence when everything came, and that the quality of ihsan, and the quality of ihsan, that the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always with them, then what used to happen? A few incidents from the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that they were prepared to die also, and in apparently circumstances of zillat. We have the stories of Maize Aslami and Imratul Ghamidiya, that they were caught up in very undesirable circumstances, and they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they said that purify us from the sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to put them off, that no, it can't have been that, it must have been something less than that. But he said, no, purify us, purify us. So they had that thing, that even though that is there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they had gone back and they had made their tawbah personally in the light of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying they Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven them. But they had that fikr that whatever we've done, We want to have ourselves purified in this dunya. We want to have ourselves purified in this dunya. Even if we have to face a zillat, that this person was stoned to death. This person was stoned to death for committing an undesirable action. But they were prepared to go through it. And my dear brothers, what happened to them? That when the blood, when the splashes of blood landed onto Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he said something very, not very good. So Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that she has made such a tawbah, it's enough for 70 people of Medina. So my dear brothers, this is when that reality of وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, that fear of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fear of being asked, when that overpowers a person and that prepares them to go through zillat also, then my dear brothers, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ, then Jannat is the resting place. So they had that thing that no, we will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. When we leave this dunya, we should be free of all these undesirable actions and we should go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this clean state. The tabi'een, radiallahu ta'ala, rahmatullahi alayhi, what were their actions? We hear the story of that shepherd. My dear brothers, today, what is the position of a shepherd? If you see a shepherd walking around with sheep and cattle, there's nobody even looks up to him. But one of the Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala, wanted to test him, that they were going around and they saw a shepherd tending this flock, and they ask, long story, they ask that, okay, what you do, you sell me this goat, we'll slaughter it, you also have something, you also get some money. And where your Malik, the owner of this flock, he won't even know. He won't. So what answer he gave? فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ, that presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always there in them. That, where am I? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ, if my Malik cannot see me, the owner of the sheep cannot see me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching me. My dear brothers, this, the effort they had made on their heart, so the reality came out. The reality came out. When the time came, when the test came, they passed with flying colors. One young girl, the mother is telling her that add some water to the milk. She says, no, Amirul Mu'mineen has told us not to do that. Said, Amirul Mu'mineen will not be able to see it. But if Amirul Mu'mineen cannot see it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see it. And Amirul Mu'mineen is hearing all that conversation. So my dear brothers, he gets her married, somebody in his family, and the result of that marriage is Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi. So my dear brothers, you can see the benefits of people having made the Islam, and then they act accordingly. They act according to the demands of Ihsan. Then my dear brothers, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them. My dear brothers, history is full of incidents. History is full of incidents where people who had made the Islah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He took work, how history was changed. The future of empires changed. History is actually turned. Hazrat Mawlana Alimiya rahmatullah alayhi, in one of his articles, he says that in this world there are certain times, certain expressions and certain proverbs, they become so common, and every caste and the arm, they keep on quoting it without even thinking into the reality behind it. And one of the things they say is that tasawwuf is a name of inaction. Don't do anything. Tasawwuf is a name of being fatalistic. Fatalistic, taqdeer mein hota hai, you know. Whatever is in taqdeer will happen, we'll just sit behind and we'll sit our tasbihs and all that and let things flow. So tasawwuf is inaction. Tasawwuf is defeatism. Tasawwuf is burying your heads into the sand. But as it says, there is no reality behind this. Study history. Study history, and history will give you a different picture. History will give you a different picture. History will show that whenever revolutions took place, whenever tajdidi karname, reformation, endeavors of reformation, and as a result of that endeavors, people change, thousands and millions of people change their lives. They were a result of efforts of people who either had close contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had made the Islah, they had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they were connected to people or to this mashayikh. They were a result of efforts of these people. Hazrat goes on to enumerate a number of incidents. He says, the Tatari fitna, it had swept, it started from Mongolia, and it swept through westwards, all through in northern India, Pakistan, touching Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, and all. And it swept through right till the gates of Europe, the Tatari fitna had reached. And everything which came in their work, they were all destroyed. Hazrat Al-Miya says that when a saying became famous, that when you hear, if somebody says that إِذَا سَمِيْتَ إِنْ هَزَبُ التَّاتَارِ لَمْ تُصَدِّقْ. Don't ever believe it, that the Tatars have been defeated. Don't ever accept it. And it can never be true. The historians have mentioned, I talk more of history because the burden of proof is less, and alhamdulillah we have mashayikh and ulama here who talk of the Quran and Hadith, and they are, they can keep up to that burden of proof. Me, unfortunately, I can't keep up to that high burden of proof, so I prefer talking about history more, so the burden of proof is a bit less. So anyway, Hazrat Mawlana Ali Mian Sahib has quoted historians that one Tatari lady would come and she would address a gathering of Muslims and say, wait here, I'm going to take a sword. And nobody had even the guts to run away. That's how the situation had become. But then, my dear brothers, people who had the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once one of them came, one Tatari prince was on his recreation, and he came to across a Allah wale who had made his Islah and said, is your beard better or is the beard of my goat better? Is your beard better or the beard of my goat is better? That Allah wale said that if I die on Iman, then I can say that my beard is better. And if I don't die on Iman, then I am going to fail. I've got khasirat dunya wal akhirah. I have lost in this dunya, I have lost in the akhirat also. So I have completely failed. Then it can be said that the beard of this goat is better than my beard. So it lit a spark in that prince. That, well, is there life after death and something? So then that Buzruk explained everything. He told him that, okay, now is not the time, I can do anything. But when my time comes, you visit me. That Buzruk passed away. He left instruction, a wasiyat with his children or whoever his successors were, that no, when this person comes into power, when he's in charge of the royal courts, go and meet him and remind him of my conversation. That Tatari prince accepted Islam, and the tide of history from that day changed on. And today, alhamdulillah, the descendants of this very same people who came out to destroy Islam, today they are still Muslim. In some ways, they defended Islam for long, long, long periods. So my dear brothers, these are the benefits. My dear brothers, you look at the lives of our Akabirin also. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani, rahmatullah alayhi. Who was he? He was somebody, just a Sufi, right? Who had worked on his heart, but he was faced with the Jabbar of that time, who ruled over the whole of India at large tracts, and who had the advice of people who did not make the Islah. They had a lot of knowledge. They wrote tafsirs of the Quran without a single nukta in it, Abul Fazl and Faizi were the advisors of Akbar. They were the advisors, and he came up with a thing that no, there should be a Deen-e Ilahi, a comprehensive Deen. Take something from Islam and something of Hinduism, Buddhism, and everything, and concoct a new religion, Deen-e Islam. And Mujaddid Al-Fisani, as a Shaykh Ahmad Sirhindi Rahmatullah Alayhi, was faced with that. So he was prepared to battle. He had to go to jail. Jahangir, the successor, put him into jail also at the fort in Gwalior. But Jahangir, alhamdulillah, turned out to be better. Hazrat Maulana Ali Mian Sahab writes that each succeeding ruler became better than the previous ruler until a time came that India was ruled by Aurangzeb Alamgir rahmatullah alayhi. So all this effort was made. When people make effort and they've got that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they got that spirituality behind them, then you can see the efforts of that. My dear brothers, when you look at our akabirin, the time is running short, but we can talk of our akabirin. Alhamdulillah, in the last 150 years, we have blessed with such silsila of akabirin that I don't think the last thousand years or so, after the Khairul Qurun, such period could have come. That so many akabirins, alhamdulillah, in different fields. My dear brothers, what are the results of Hazrat Maulana Mufti Taqi Sahab quoting his father, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab, he says, and he is quoting from his father, Maulana Yasin Sahab, saying that, I remember a time in Darulum Deoband, when everybody from the Darban, the guard, to the Sheikhul Hadith, each and every one was a tahajjud guzar, each and every one was such who had made the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one was somebody who made that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not bless such an institution? Up till now, the barakats of that institution. Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in one of his bayanats, he said that sometimes you have mujaddids who come in forms of personalities. You have mujaddids who come in form of personality, one single person. And sometimes you can say a whole institution is the mujaddid of the time. And he felt, according to his research and according to his thinking, he says that the mujaddid of the last century was Darulum Deoband, the institution of Darulum Deoband. So when the akabirin of that institution, you look at the Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, how much he, Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi is our leader, he's the leader. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Palanpuri Damat Barakatuhum says that Deobandiyat is the teachings of Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi and Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. And in another majlis he said that lot of bidat had crept into tasawwuf in the Middle Ages. Lot of bid'at had crept into tasawwuf. Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi came and he cleansed all most of it, and alhamdulillah he made it, and Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi made its takmil of it. He completed the work Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi had started. So when you join these two majlis, so he said Deobandiyat is tasawwuf. When the masjid in Deoband was built, you know, when Hazrat Mufti Rafi Sahib was born, Mufti Shafi Sahib took him to Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. And then there's this thing where each letter has got certain numerical thing. So you make a poem and it comes to the date of that year. So he made a thing, Az Jumla Jahan Muhammad Rafi. Az Jumla Jahan Muhammad Rafi. Muhammad is the greatest in the highest. He's the highest Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Baroze Qiyamat Muhammad Shafi. Warozay Qiyamat Muhammad Shafi. How Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi matched it and gave the name Muhammad Rafi. So when Darulum Deoband, the masjid was built, at that time Hazrat Deobandi, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayhi, composed a couplet. He said that the Darulum has become a khanka now when the masjid was built. So my dear brothers, Deobandiyat, anybody who says that Deobandiyat has got no air with the Khan, they are completely off the wrong track. You look at the lives of our Kabirin. Hazrat Maulana Zul Nomani rahmatullah alayhi, he went to Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahmatullah alayhi, and he had doubts that this conquered, as Hazrat Maulana Alimiyah had said, that inaction, defeatism, fatalism, this is what I see in Khankagi. So Hazrat Maulana Raipuri in his own way explained everything. Then he said that, okay, you think that these people don't have any fikr and concern of deen, they don't have any fikr and concern of deen, and they have defeatists and all that. You go to a person in Nizamuddin. You go and spend some time with Mawla Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. You go and spend some time in the company of Mawla Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, and you'll see the product of our system. Hazrat Mawla Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, spent his youth from the age of 10 to the age of 20, the formative years of a child, of a youth. He spent it in the Mubarak company of Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi. So much so, at times, sometimes he could not sleep at night. So how would you get, he would get his peace and all that, and tranquility, he would just go there and sit in the company of Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, and just look at his face, and that would give him that tranquility. Limya sahab writes that, agar ye fana fi shaykh nahi hai, to aur kya cheez hai? So this is a product of our system, where somebody makes his islah and fills his heart with petrol, spiritual petrol, and now his heart is filled with spiritual petrol. Now you go and have a look, go and have a look and see what work is doing. Hazrat Mawla Manzoor Nomani rahmatullahi alayhi spent some time in the company of Hazrat Mawla Ilyas Sahib, and he kept on spending time, and he gave a lot of time. And then Maulana Khalil Rahman Sajjad Sahib says that, I remember the time before Maulana Manzoor Nomani was just about to pass away. He couldn't even talk properly. He could have. So he took me to the markaz. He took me to the markaz, and he said that Inamul Hasan Sahib came outside, and Maulana whispered a few things. They said, Maulana, dua farmaye, maine kuch nahi kiya. Thoda kuch kiya, jo Hazrat Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi ke sohbat mein jane kuch kiya, uske alawa. To Hazrat Maulana Inamul, this is of course all his tawazu, but Maulana Inamul Hasan sir consoled him, no, alhamdulillah, lot of work has been taken and all that. So my dear brothers, this is the reality. When a person makes his islah, then you can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them very far. A poet has said, Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned a whole silsila of all the buzruks whom he passed through, Hazrat Gangohi and Hazrat Nanotvi and Hazrat Saranpuri and Hazrat Thanvi and each and every one of them. And then he said, Ulaika abai fajini bimithli. So these are my forefathers, and when the people are gathering to boast about their forefathers, you come and bring yours, I'll bring mine. These are my forefathers, see if they can compare. And then he quoted this few verses about somebody has written about the mashayikh of Deoband. Khuda yaad aaye jinko dekkar, wo noor ke putle, nabuwat ke waris hai, yehi hai zille rahmani. یہی ہے جن کے سونے کی فضیلت ہے عبادت پر انہی کی اتقا پر ناز کرتی ہے مسلمانی رہے دنیا میں اور دنیا سے بالکل بے تعلق ہو پھرے دریا میں وہ ہرگز نہ کپڑوں کو لگے پانی. This were the people of our, this were our kabirin, and these are people who stayed in this dunya. They were never touched with this dunya. They walked on the water, but they didn't let the water touch them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the reality of what these people, the islah they had made. Bring a little bit of us into us also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a topic.